22 minutes after 7 o'clock, Wayne Pesce, Connecticut Food Association. Yes, most people are not aware, my friends, that plastic bags and wrap should not be put in curbside bins to recycle. Instead, food stores and other retailers have bins in the front of the store to collect them. And we have Wayne Pesce, as I said, on our program this morning, and we've got more information on that. Wayne, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good, Wayne. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Wayne, how should we dispose of plastic bags and wrap?
So the Wrap Recycling Action Program is a program that we've started. It's an education campaign to help Connecticut residents and citizens understand what to do with these plastic bags and where they should go. So currently many people today take their bags and they throw them in the big blue bin and they believe that they're recycling. But in reality, those bags really need to go and be separately recycled so that they can go back to make other things such as decks, Trex decking, and other types of items that are more friendly to the environment.
Wayne, why can't we put them in our blue recycling bins? Why won't they be taken in those bins?
Well, they'll be taken in those bins, but what ends up happening is a couple things happen to those bags when they go back to the wrong place. When they go in the bins, they go back to the municipal recycling centers and they kind of get into the machinery and they gum up the works. So they're actually bad for the recycling facilities that are taking these bags back. Or if they go into the garbage, they end up being incinerated. So incineration and going back to the municipal recycling centers is not the right place for those bags.
Why is it that this is all of a sudden such an important issue, or has it always been and we just didn't get it?
Yeah, I just think that people believe that they're doing the right thing when they recycle. They think that they're recycling these bags, but just like paints or mattresses or electronics, that they don't go into the blue bin. They go back and they're recycled separately. So should these film wraps as well. It's things like the retail bags that you get when you get your groceries, bread wrappers, dry cleaning wrappers, those types of things. Those don't go in the blue bin. Those go back to a retail outlet. We've got a website, www.plasticfilmrecycling.org, that we've established along with a messaging campaign in a bunch of test stores to try and get folks to understand that this stuff goes out of the blue bin, does not go in the recycling. It goes back at one of your retail centers somewhere in the state. There's over 1,000 retail establishments that will take these bags back.
So actually, in the long run, it's good for all of us, really.
Well, by 2050, there'll be more plastics in the ocean than there are fish.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And in the state of Connecticut, we used at retail about 1.3 billion bags in 2011. Through efforts to reduce the usage of these bags, we've reduced those bags by 2016 to about a billion bags. So there's a lot of training that goes on at grocery stores with our cashiers asking folks if they need bags, making sure that people can bring their own bag back if they need them. So the idea is to really try to reduce the usage of these bags as much as we can, but also to get them back to the right place so that they can be recycled in the right way.
Wayne, again, you have containers at the various supermarkets. Where can people dispose of these bags so that they can be recycled?
Yep. So again, if you can do that at retail, in almost all types of retailers, whether it's Home Depot, Lowe's, your local grocery store. What you'll see is when you walk into the front of the store, you take your bags. And really what we do in our home is we have a convenient place to store the bags. We take the bags, they're dry, clean, you put them in, and as you get enough bags, you take them back to the store just like you might take your bottles and cans when you redeem them as well. and those go back into the front end of the store. And what ends up happening to those bags is it's a much cleaner material that can be reused. So what ends up happening is those bags, when they go back to retail, when they go back to a place where they're recycled properly, turn into other items versus when they go into the garbage and they're burnt, or when they go into the municipal recycling facilities and they just really mess up the entire process there. Because if you understand how those facilities work, you have people sorting and picking and pulling things out of there, cardboard, newspaper, and things that are recyclable in that system. And what ends up happening is they get into the rotors and into the machinery, and now those, there's downtime for that equipment, and it's just inefficient is what it is. So, and there's a lot of these bags out there. So the idea is let's put them in the right place. Let's understand that they are recycled differently, and get them back and make them into better products. It could end up to your deck on your back porch or a park bench or another bag when recycled properly.
Wayne Pesci, thank you. Wayne, thanks a million, and I'm sure that many listening will do this if they haven't already started to. Connecticut Food Association, glad that you could be with us this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Wayne. Take care.